The following shiur is delivered by Rabbi Mordechai Lebhar, Rosh Kollel at Link of Los Angeles.
For more information or shiurim, please visit theshc.org or call 1-844-200-TSHC. That's 1-844-200-8742.
Parashat Vayakel discusses the pasuk in the Torah, Lo tiva'aru esh bechol moshvotechem, that one shouldn't kindle a fire in all of your domains. And from here we learn as well that one should not... all of the 39 melachot are learned from the Mishkan. One of the melachot is like is carrying from a private domain to a public domain, and that is considered one of the lametet melachot of Hotza'ah. There's a whole topic which everyone is very familiar with, which is if one properly encloses an area, so that becomes a reshut hayachid, it becomes a private property that one would be able to carry in. But an area that we're not so familiar with, which is actually a point of great contention, that people are not so familiar, once again, that it's a point of great contention whether we're allowed to keep the Iruv, is another aspect. For example, let us say that somebody has a city, and we're talking about city Iruvin, that he properly enclosed the city with walls. In many big cities, like Toronto and Los Angeles, the walls of the highways are used to enclose the city. So, and if you would rely on the fact that that's considered enclosed, which is another topic that I'm not going to get into, if one would rely that that's considered enclosed, there is still another aspect in order to make the Eruv Kasher that has to be done, which is the topic of Eruvei Hatzerot. Eruvei Hatzerot means joining all of the different houses together. Now, in order to do Eruv Chatzirot, all the Jews together have to come around and take a certain amount of food. One person has to take the food. It's usually the rabbi, and he does Eruv Chatzirot, and he joins all the houses together. The problem is, if there are goyim living in the courtyard, and in our case, in an urban city, which is definitely the case, one has to join them into Eruv as well. Now the problem is that a goy is not part of an Eruv. A Jew is part of the Eruv. A goy is not part of the Eruv. So therefore, Hachamim made a certain stringency over here, that the only way that a goy is going to be able to join in the Eruv is if we rent out his place. It's called Schirat Makom. It's called renting out a place from him. And the purpose of renting out his place was very clear in the beginning of the sixth perek in Masechet Eruvin. It's very clear that the reason is because we want to discourage Jews living with goyim in the same chatzer, because they are going to learn from their actions. Shema yilmedu mima'asim. And if we rent out from them, so they are going to think that we want to do kshafim, we want to do some type of black magic on them. We rent out their property, we have some type of control on their property, and therefore they're not going to want to rent from us. And since they're not going to rent from us, they're going to say, well, we don't want to be part of it, and you can't carry. And if you can't carry on Shabbat, it's not really practical for you to live there, so you'll want to move somewhere else. That's the reason of renting out from goyim regarding Eruvei Chatzarot, which is fascinating, which would mean that that on one hand, it's something that is almost impossible to do. How are you going to rent out from a goy? Nevertheless, on the other hand, the Rashba says in Daf Ayin Gimel that mitoch shehichmiru hikilu, because they were so machmir in order to do schirat ishu, they were very lenient on how to do this rental. It's definitely not a rental that is based on the laws of choshen mishpat, of making a kinyan. It's a symbolic rental once again to make sure that, to discourage us from living with them. So as long as you give the guy a dollar and you say, I'm renting it out from you, and you could even say symbolically, even though you don't usually say symbolically when something is not done that way, this is a symbolic round. You tell them it's for religious purposes, we're giving you a dollar to rent out your property, and that's enough of a discouragement. But it's, since they were so machmir on doing the rental in the first place, they were very lenient on how to do the rental. Now that is very practical when you're in a gated community. You go to Palm Springs or some other vacation place and you're in a gated community and you have 55 Jews and 4 goyim. So you go up to these 4 goyim and you give them a dollar and you rent it out and you're able to do Eruv Chatzirot. No problem, you could carry on Shabbat. The problem gets more complicated when you have millions of goyim living in the city. You're not going to go to each goy and rent out a property from them. So here we have the sugya of schiro velikito, which means that you have a worker or a shaliach, a proxy on behalf of all the goyim, is able to rent on behalf of the goyim. And this is a sugya in masechet Eruvin, once again of Samech Dalet, that schiro velikito, that a proxy is able for the whole city to rent out the whole city. The issue is how to find a proxy and the proper proxy, what was done then, and is that comparable to nowadays? And we'll see that there are some very prominent poskim that understood that the type of proxies that we have today are not good enough, and there are reasons why not to carry in the Eruv because of that, and we're going to try to give certain solutions to that. So let's start. The concept of Schiro Velikito is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadi Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. And there he discusses that the Rashba and the Rivash all discussed that if you have a Sar Ha'ir, if you have a general, a governor of the city that has permission to be able to go into the houses in time of war, to use the houses, he could walk into the houses and he has permission to go into your house. It's like he owns a bit of your house. And regarding the halachot of Eruv Chatzirot, that should be enough, that you should rent out from the governor, and he is your proxy. On your behalf, you go to the government and you rent out a dollar from him for all the houses, and that should help. Which is a very easy way to do Eruv Chatzirot. This is what the Bet Yosef brings from the Rashba and the Rivash. And he brings from his uncle, Rav Yitzchak Karo, that this was the minhag in many of the cities in Spain, Tolitulia and the whole region, that's how they would do. The truth is, it's not so simple, because in the Shelot Utshuvot Avkat Rochel, that's the Shelot Utshuvot of the Bet Yosef, there's a long response there from Rav Yitzchak Karo, the uncle of the Bet Yosef, and there he discusses it at great length, and it's very possible that the tour and the Maharam of the Mordechai didn't agree to this. They say it doesn't help. What do you mean? The whole purpose of it, they don't speak this out explicitly, but it seems to be between their lines. The whole purpose of Eruv Chatzirot is that you shouldn't live with the Goyim. Here, you're renting it out. Nobody even knows about this concept. They don't have any qualms before moving to a big city. Well, I have to rent out from him. He might not agree. But once again, as we mentioned, since that we give a Chumrah, we also gave leniencies, and this is one of the leniencies that you're able to go to the Sara'ir. So even though the Tur and the Maram, there's possibility that they don't agree, but the Bet Yosef says they do agree. And that's the halacha that nobody questions for generations by Sfaradim and by Ashkenazim alike, that you go to the Sar Ha'ir, you go to the governor, and you rent out from him. The question is, how does this apply nowadays? There are the opinion of Rav Eliashiv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is that it's very difficult to find a Schiro Velikito nowadays. Because it used to be that you could go to the police chief. There's a Maharsham that discusses going to a police chief, and others that discuss that you would go to a police chief and you'd be able to do Schirut from the police chief. And that would be as if you are renting out for all of the houses. Because they have permission to go into your house if they want and use it a time of war. Even not time of war, they're able to come in. But nowadays, it's not so simple for a police chief or a governor just to come into your house. There has to be a warrant, and you have to go through a warrant process. It's not so simple that you could go in. And since you have to go through a warrant process, Rav Eliashiv questioned the whole premise of our Eruvin nowadays, because it could very well be that there is no real Schiro Velikito, because in order to be a Schiro Velikito, you have to have somebody who's actually has the permission to go into the houses, and we don't have that nowadays. So therefore, Rav Eliashiv said that HaMachmir, not to use Eruvin because of this issue of Eruvi Chatzirot, Tavu Alav Bracha, this is brought down in his name in a couple of places. Nevertheless, the poskim justify the minhag, and I'm going to give three explanations where the poskim, how they justify this minhag. The first is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, brought down in the Sefer Orchot Shabbat Chele Gimel. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach based himself on a teshuvah of the Ginat Vradim. Ginat Vradim was one of the great Egyptian poskim, and he discusses using a general in those times in Mitzrayim. And he said the following: our minhag is to use the Sar Ha'ir, and that's the best way. Why, he says? Because first of all, I could do a contract for 100 years. If I would do it by a goy, and the goy leaves or dies tomorrow, the Eruv is not good. Like this, I don't have to worry, because I do it from the Sar Ha'ir, who is the messenger of the king. And any messenger, as long as they keep on switching their role, but they work for the king, it's good enough. That's what we do in Mitzrayim, and we solve many issues with that. And then the famous words of the Ginat Vradim, heavily quoted, is the following. He says, the Ginat Vradim is in Klal Gimel, Siman Chav Bet. And he says, and you're going to tell me, if we're going to use this general, and we're going to use all types of leniencies, then you don't have any more the reason of Hachamim that say the person shouldn't move there, should be discouraged to moving in. But over here, he doesn't have any discouragement, because we just rented out a symbolic lease for 100 years. So says the Ginat Vardim, the reason of Chachamim doesn't apply so much nowadays. Because on the contrary, we want to live with the Goyim, because we have such a hard time getting Parnasa. Halevai shenimtzachen be'enehem. We should find some type of favor in their eyes, that we should be able to make a respectful living. So since that is the case, says the Ginat Vardim, we rely on the Sarah ear. And then he says the following that Rav Shlomo Zalman bases himself on. He says, and then you might tell me that the Tsar sometimes has to discuss with his lower cabinet to give them permission. Says the Ginat Vradim, that's not a big deal. He's just doing that in order to give them a little bit of kavod. But if they all agree that this is what should be done, so he has that power, and he's just doing it to give kavod. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, let's say you have the Sara'ir, the governor. He's not totally in charge, but he has a cabinet that is in charge. And they all decide something. So as a whole body, they would have permission to go into a house, says Shlomo Zalman Orbach also. That you're right, one person doesn't have the permission. But you're not renting from that one person. You're renting from the government. And you have one appointee from the government, that should be strong enough, he says, even though they have to go through the warrant process, but that's just asking permission. But really, you're not renting from one person, you're renting from the governing body, and that should be okay. That's the approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Another approach is the approach that says that as long as you have some type of access into the house, so it's considered that you can be a schiro velikito, you can be a proxy. So some suggest go to the electric company, because the electric company has permission to go into your onto your property, because they have the electric meter on your property. It's their electric, so they have something of theirs in your house. So this is actually brought in the Sefer Takanata Eruv Perekei in the name of Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita, that couldn't rely on this Bidi'avad, that you could go to a company, and even though they're only going into your courtyard and not into your house, the Hazunish in Siman Yud Chesiv Katan Dalit says going into a chatzir is also okay. So that's the second approach. A third approach, which I think is a very good approach, that I think is something that we could really promote, is renting from the mayor or from the tax assessor. Based on a sefer called the Atze Al-Mogim, lived a couple hundred years ago, and the Divrei Chaim, the holy Divrei Chaim, writes that his words are, in Yoredei Siman Menbet, says, Hetev Asher Diber, his words are good. Which is the following. There's a Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra Daf Nun He that says that as long as somebody didn't pay property tax, the land really belongs to the government. And the Tosfot in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Tet explains why don't we take off Turumot Ma'asrot nowadays? Why don't we take off tithes nowadays? Hare Midirabanan, just like we do certain halachot of Orla and Itaravai in Chutzlaritz, over here we should also take off Turumot Ma'asrot Midirabanan. So Rabbeinu Tam says, since our land is really owned by the government before we pay taxes, Mishubat to the government, so it's not really our land. That's what Rabbeinu Tam writes. So it's interesting. For the same reason, this is a trivia question, what is the connection between not giving Ma'asrot in Chutz La'aretz and carrying in an Eruv? So the answer would be the following. That for the same reason that we don't take off Terumot Ma'asrot, because the land is really belongs to the government. So the same thing too, as long as we don't pay, if we don't pay our property tax, the tax assessor or the state has the permission to take away our land, put a lien on our land, that's the way it works in America. I don't know in other countries. They could put a lien on your property. So they have permission on that property. And if that's the case, they are stronger than they are more than a schiro velikito. The problem with schiro velikito is that he has to have permission to go in time of war, and maybe there's a warrant, and then he needs a warrant, and that might not work. But over here, without a warrant, he has a part in your land, because as long as you don't pay property tax, he's a part in your land. So we look at him as a proxy. You're right, if you pay property tax, it's not that way, but we see that he has permission in your land. So since he has permission in your land, he's able to be the proper proxy. So I think that according to this, if somebody would rent from the person in charge of the tax collection, which I think in America works through the mayor and the tax assessor, which is a shaliach of the mayor, so either one of them, you go to the mayor and you do a symbolic rental, that would definitely work, because he has stronger permission in the land, and it could possibly be that this would solve the concerns of Rav Eliashiv. I saw actually one document in New Jersey, in one of the cities in New Jersey, that it was actually in Highland Park, that they actually rent from the mayor. They rent from the mayor, and I think that's a very strong svara, it's a very strong logic, because through renting from the mayor, it's as if he has permission. So once again, there are those who have a question on how we're able to carry in our modern day Eruv. Our Eruv is, you have to have a Eruv Chatzirot, and Eruv Chatzirot you have to rent out from Goyim. How do you rent out from Goyim? All Goyim are, you can't go to every single Goy, so you go through a proxy. But who's the right proxy? Who's the Schiro Velikito? So we discussed that if you're going to do it by the police chief, Rav Eliashiv has a question, because maybe you would need a warrant. So if you do it by some people say you could do it by the electric company, and that could be an itza also. But if you do it by the mayor, it seems to be that would be the strongest way to do it, because the mayor has rights in your property. So if you want, you could do by all three. That's also going to be okay. I know some people do that. They do it by all three. But we just gave today a justification how one is able to carry in our modern Eruv. Chazaku Baruch.
This audio series has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halachic consultation, monetary Beit Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.